From London, we present Overland Patrol, a series of stories set in the vast Australian outback, featuring Sergeant Adam Strang of the Northern Territory Police. Episode 22, Cannon's Circus.
A couple of fine-looking fellows, aren't you?
I wouldn't get too close to that cage if I were you. And one of the fellows is female.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Seems strange to see Bengal tigers in Alice Springs.
Ronnie, cut it out. Lie down. You too, Rod, you hear me? Down. That's better. They know who's the boss.
Are you their trainer?
That's right. I work the cat act in this circus. The best act on the bill, what's more. I'm Moira Van Eyck.
Glad to meet you, Miss Van Eyck.
Mrs., but you can make it Moira. And what do they call you, apart from Sergeant?
My name's Adam Strang.
Very glad to meet you, Adam.
Have you always been an animal trainer?
No, it was my husband's act originally, but when he died, I decided to keep it going. Never dreamed I'd be touring the territory with it, though.
It's been many a long year since we had a circus up here. And never one with a lady tiger trainer that I can remember.
Oh, I'm pretty unusual, all right. Moira, the merry widow with the big cats to keep off anyone she doesn't fancy. And somehow, I don't think I'd need them if someone like you should happen to be sticking round.
I'm afraid not. No, I'm flying out of the Alice in a couple of hours. I've just come across here to look up an old friend.
Ah.
Tell me where I might find Matt Cannon.
The boss man himself, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, of course he hails from the territory, doesn't he? He's always talking about it.
Is he around anywhere?
Try by the big top. And if you've got time for a drink before you go, my trailer's the yellow one, Adam.
Thanks for the offer. Maybe some other time. Bye for now. Nice to have met you.
Now stand still like a good boy. What's all the fuss about? Love it when your coat's all nice and shiny. No, you do.
Excuse me.
Oh, yes?
They told me over at the tent that I might find Mr. Cannon here.
Oh, he's about somewhere.
Ginger, cut out the smoko. Get the boys cracking, will you?
There he is now. Dad, you're wanted.
Righto, coming.
Are you Matt's daughter?
Yes, I am. You have to look so surprised.
What's up, Josela? Well, shove a couple of bricks in the bucket and bowl me over.
Hello, Matt.
Young Adam, by jingoes. Put it there, son. Put it there.
Hey, go easy.
Dad, you want to break the man's arm?
Don't you realize who this is, Josie McGill?
Well, we haven't been formally introduced.
It's Adam Strang. Oh, stone me, son. It's great to see you again.
It's been quite a while, eh, Matt?
You betcha. Boots it has. Hey, what are you doing here, boy? You're stationed in Alice Springs now?
No, I'm at Malabar Plains, Matt. Only down on some official business. You can imagine my surprise to find your name staring at me from these posters all over the town. Cannon Circus, it goes with a bang.
Not a bad bit of bill matter, eh? Even if I say so myself.
Oh, Dad, it's dreadful, and you know it.
Well, that's lovely. That is from my own daughter. If your ma was alive, you wouldn't speak to me like that. What do you think of her, Adam?
I think you're a lucky old rascal to have such a pretty daughter.
Oh, thank you, kind Sergeant, sir.
What about you, Josie? Have you got an act?
You bet she has. I've got her working all right.
Yeah, these are my ponies. I do the Liberty horses.
But she doubles up like most of us have to in a small circus like this. Josie does the high wire act in the second half.
Well.
My mother taught me. She was a wire walker.
Adam, there's a fridge in the trailer nursing some cans of nice cold beer. How about it?
I thought you'd never ask.
Hey, don't you be cheeky with me, even if you have got those sergeant stripes up these days. Come on, son. Let's get a hand curled around a beer glass. What do you reckon?
Hello, Marty.
Hello, Michael. How was the tucker bag patrol?
I'm not sorry to see the back of that for another month. Lightning and I had our hands full doling out the rations to our native pensioners. You know, if our eagle-eyed black tracker hadn't said otherwise, I'd have sworn half the Aborigines were coming round twice.
Wait till next week, Trooper Dawson. Come the picnic races, you'll know what having your hands full really means.
Don't remind me. Call it subversive, if you like, but I prefer Malabar Plains quiet and peaceful. Any calls while you've been holding the fort, Marty?
Oh, report from headquarters, for information only.
From Darwin? Oh, don't tell me Maisie was on the transceiver and I missed her.
It was not your lady constable. Miss Franklin's off duty today.
Oh, is she? Oh, that's even worse. She's probably playing tennis with one of those lounge lizards from the Internal Affairs Department.
Oh, Michael.
Anyway, what was the report?
about counterfeit money turning up in South Australia, in the Barossa Valley and Port Augusta as well. I've noted it all down on the log.
South Australia, eh? That's interesting. There was a report some time back, Marty, about a gang of counterfeiters broken up in Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
The Melbourne police caught them red-handed with the printing press and the plates. Some of the slush must have slipped through their fingers.
Some of the what?
The slush, Miss Strang. The dud money. Or, as I've also heard it called back in dear old London town, the wavy gravy.
Oh, really? Kevin, speaking of gravy reminds me. I have a dinner to cook tonight, and Adam will be ready for a hearty meal when he gets home. So you take over on the transceiver duty, if you please, while I get into that kitchen of mine.
Righto, now, here we are. Chuck over that can opener, Adam.
Coming up.
Oh, jingles, I wouldn't mind a dollar for every schooner of this stuff your dad and me down together in the old days. How's that nice sister of yours?
Oh, Marty's fine, just fine, yeah.
You'll give her my love when you get back. Here.
Thanks, Matt. Well, here's to you. Good luck.
Ta. Ah, that goes down well. I don't mind telling you, where luck's concerned, I could do with some.
Well, things not going so well, I'm sorry to hear it, Matt.
There doesn't seem to be room for the circus in the cities anymore, so I've come out back where I started. Between you and me and that kerosene fridge over there, this is just about my last throw, son.
As bad as that?
Yep, I've had to cut the outfit down to the bare bones. Records and loudspeakers in place of a band, a few good acts, everybody pitching in, working their soul cases out.
And how's it paying off?
She's up and down like a blinking yo-yo. Mm. We started out from Melbourne, up to the Riverina country, then west through Mildura. Doing all right till we hit the towns of the Barossa Valley. I reckon we do even better there among all the wine growers. They must have got green fly in their grapes or something.
Yeah, tough.
And then there was Port Augusta. Talk about a showman's graveyard. Temperature was up to 118 when we got there, so you can guess how many people felt like packing into a tent.
I can imagine. Look, Matt, where do you go from Alice Springs?
Straight up the Bitumen, Tennant Creek, Catherine, and on up to Darwin.
You think you could fit in Malabar? Might be worth your while.
Malabar? Worth playing? Son, are you trying to kid me, or has the place changed that much since my time?
It's hardly changed at all, Matt. But, after all, the picnic races start next week.
Yeah. Suppose you get a big crowd for that. Look, you seem very keen to get me up your way, aren't you? You wouldn't be thinking of Marty, would you?
I admit it. She'd love to see you, Matt, and she's like a kid about the circus.
All right, by hang, I'll do it. Malabar for a one-night stand.
Good on you.
Yeah, come on in.
Oh, sorry. Didn't know you had someone with you.
It's okay, Laurie. What are you after?
Some music. A couple of records. Freddie wants to test out the speakers with him.
Sure, help yourself. Oh, there's a Sergeant Strain, Laurie Haskell.
Hello there.
How do? Boss, nothing wrong, is there?
Wrong? How do you mean, Laurie?
I mean, having the coppers in.
Oh, no need to worry about the sergeant. He's an old friend.
Oh, my mistake.
Why, the policemen generally worry you, Mr. Haskell?
Well, what makes you think I'm worried?
Oh, I don't know. Bit of an impression I got, I suppose.
Well, I've got nothing against the police, so long as they got nothing against me.
No reason why they should have. Or is there?
Well, of course not. Look, it didn't mean any offence,
no,
you know.
No, I'm not taking any, no. What's your job in the circus, Mr. Haskell?
Laurie makes himself useful, Adam. Drives one of the trucks, helps with the setup.
General Dog's Body, that's me. Maid of all work. Okay, have I beat it now? Freddy's waiting for these records.
Well, why ask me? Mr. Cannon's your boss, isn't
he? Okay, Laurie, off you go.
Sure. So long.
Well, I'll have to be making a move myself, Matt. How long's Haskell been with you?
Took him on in Melbourne for this tour. Came round hunting a job. Why?
No special reason. Just curious, that's all.
Now, you get that copper's gleam out of your eye, Adam. He's a good lad and a hard worker. He was kind of on the quiet side to begin with, but he's thawing out. My Josie's had a hand in that, I reckon.
Ah, has she?
She likes him, and she's a pretty sharp judge of character. Well, look how she took to you right off. Of course, that's the exception that proves the rule, isn't it?
Well, let me know what date you'll be making Malabar, and if you like to put some of those posters of yours on the mail plan, I'll get my black tracker out with a bucket of paste and a brush. No, I'd better get a move on if I don't want to miss that plane.
We're making good time, Josie.
Mm.
At this rate, we'll be at Tennant Creek ahead of schedule.
Oh, well, that'll be a change.
Every darn thing seems to be changing, and for the better, Josie girl. It was a record box office at the Alice.
Oh, it's wonderful, Dad. Do hope the good luck holds.
Why wouldn't it? I'm a Territorian. I'm back on my home ground. Josie, I feel 10 years younger. And I'm starting to think I should have come back years ago. This is where I belong.
Lightning?
Oh, good night, Sergeant Bush. You've been back from patrol, huh?
Yes, Lightning, I am back from patrol. Put the Land Rover away, will you?
Yeah, boss. Aye, that been true full of talk what little missy's been telling me.
And what's that?
About circles coming along Malabar.
Circles? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, the circus will be coming here, Lightning, yeah.
Oh, boy, gory, boss. Oh, lock him dead. Never see him real full of circles before, but see him one time on picture show. Oh, them funny fella got them white face like inside flareback.
They're known as clowns, Lightning.
Yeah, boss. Oh, this fella Lightning Lockham sees circles plenty plurry much, yeah, but...
You'll be seeing circles all right and a few stars along with him if you don't look after that car. Go on, at the double trooper, Lightning.
Oh, okay, boss, okay.
Oh, hi, Adam.
Hi, Mark.
The trail okay?
Okay. And hot and dusty. Anything new this end?
Oh, the usual hoo-ha prior to the picnic races. And there's been an all-stations report from Alice Control. Take a look, Adam.
Well, well now. Funny $10 notes turned over the Alice, eh?
The slush has moved into the territory.
Yeah, that's right, Mike, so it has.
Why the thoughtful look, Sergeant Sir?
Strangely enough, Constable, because I'm thinking.
What about exactly? Or am I not supposed to ask?
About those information-only reports in our logbook. And about a circus.
Come again?
The Barossa Valley. Port Augusta. The Alice. Matt Cannon's circus has played every one of them. A bit too much for pure coincidence, wouldn't you say?
Adam, do you suspect this friend of
Matt?
Yours?
Matt? Of course not.
Well, you told us that he's been up against it.
No, it couldn't be Matt. Mike, I know him.
You've been out of touch with him a long time, Adam, and people can change after all.
Well, yeah, maybe that's true, but I find it very hard to believe that Matt Cannon could be a crook.
But you do think it's someone in his circus?
Well, it just has to be.
In that case, we could find trouble in our own doorstep right here in Malabar. Where's the circus now?
Tonight it'll be playing Tennant Creek. Mike, I need a shower and a change of clothes. Call up Alice Control. We don't want a request for information put through to the Melbourne police.
Information on what?
A man named Laurie Haskell. In his mid-20s, height around 5'11", dark brown hair, blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
I want to know if they have any details on him and ask him to speed up the answer.
Now, what's up with you two? The show's all over for tonight. Cage has had a good old clean-out. So settle down, eh?
Take some time, Laurie boy.
Oh, hello, Moira.
Especially after they've worked well, like tonight. We really showed Tennant Creek something, me and the cats. The act went bigger than ever. Did you see it?
No. I was helping get the props for Ginger and his clowns.
But you managed to watch Miss Cannon and her ponies, I noticed.
So what?
Not a thing, Laurie boy. It's no skin off my nose. You go for your life with the boss's daughter. Just so long as you remember the little business arrangement we made.
We made?
What's the difference? Who made it? The point is, we're partners, aren't we?
We were, but not anymore. I've changed my mind, Maura. I want out.
You what?
You heard me. I want out. Now, what's so damn funny?
You are, Laurie boy. A whole sight funnier than Ginger and his clowns. What's brought all this on? Couldn't have anything to do with our Miss Milk and Water Josie, could it?
That's no business of yours. I'm just telling you I'm through.
Like hell you are. You're forgetting, Laurie boy. You're in a cage like these tigers of mine. When I crack the whip, they jump, and so do you. Ever since that night back in Mildura, when I found out about your bundle of counterfeit money, you were smart hiding away with it in a circus.
Oh, I wish I'd never thought of the idea. I wish I'd never touched the damn stuff in the first place.
If wishes were horses, we'd all be champion jockeys. You're a crook, Laurie Haskell, from way back.
I was just a driver for the gang. I dumped the car when I heard the cops had moved in. I should have left the stuff in it as well. But I'm dumping it as of now, Moira. I don't want any part of it anymore. The slush is all yours. You can keep it or throw it away. Do what you like, I don't care.
Don't be more stupid than you can help. I've got enough on you to put you away for years, so you play along and like it. Get that into your head, partner.
and you'll keep playing along to Malabar Plains and all the way through. Get that into your head and make damn sure it stays there.
Ginger, for the love of glory, get the boy stuck into it, will you?
Not to worry. She'll be sweet, Matt.
Yeah? At this rate, we'll be showing under the big sky instead of the big top.
Good. I'll keep your wool on.
Good day, Matt.
Adam, boy.
Everything going okay?
We'll be right. Son, I owe you a vote of thanks. Getting us here to Malabar was the best idea you ever had.
Glad you think so.
My oath I do. No doubt about your race is getting bigger. Never reckon I'd see so many people in the place. We've had them lining the road to watch us roll into town.
Your box office should do a roaring trade tonight.
I reckon so. They ought to pour in like white ants into the woodwork. The tide's turned, Adam. Just about full houses every night at the Alice. Same at the Tennant. Does an old showman's heart good, I can tell you. Cannon's circus will go with a bang tonight, and no mistake about it.
Lightning!
Oh, good day, Sergeant Bush. Ready for the circus?
Yeah, well, best bib and tucker, eh?
Yeah, Bush. Special for CM Show. Looking forward to them talk of fella rag bog, Gory.
You'll find a free ticket for you at the box office.
Yeah?
Yeah, compliments to Mr. Cannon for your good work getting his posters up.
Oh, good how. Him being proper white manned up, Mr. Cannon, I reckon. Oh, good night, little missus.
Night, Lightning. Oh, Adam, you're still here. I'm glad. I thought you and Michael might have already left. I ran nearly all the way from Mrs. Boswell's house.
Take it easy, Marty. Get your breath back. Come on.
I'm all right. But I had to go over and get the old lady's tea for her. She broke her glasses this morning and the poor old soul can't see a thing without them.
Oh, that's bad luck.
Anyway, I fed her and left her sitting in her armchair listening to the radio. Where's Michael?
He's sticking by the transceiver till the last minute in case a call I've been waiting for comes in.
Oh, but Adam, we mustn't be late. We can't miss the start of the show.
Well, you go ahead, sis, and collect our seat.
Oh, all right. But don't you be late, whatever you do.
Now, don't worry, Marty. We'll make it.
Adam?
Over here. Well, Mike, any luck?
Yeah, just got the call. And that hunch of yours was a good one.
Laurie Haskell?
He has a record long enough to make the Melbourne police interested in his movements. He's been known as an associate of criminals ever since he was a kid.
Right. We'll put Mr. Haskell through the hoops before the circus pulls out in the morning.
In the meantime, do you want me to keep an eye on him?
No, we don't want to scare him off. If he's the man we want, he'll have the stuff with him. And he'll be too busy at the circus tonight to get up to any tricks, that's for sure. Well, it's time we joined Marty at the big top, so let's go.
Oh, my beauties, you're simply perfect tonight. It isn't about applause, it's all for you.
No, it's not, Josie. It's most for you, I reckon.
Oh. You can take them away, Fred.
Oh, Josie, you were great. Just great. In that ring, you were sparkling like about a million diamonds. Look, let's get away from here for a minute.
All right, Laurie, dear.
Come on.
Now, Laurie Haskell, just where are you dragging me to?
Now, this'll do. Right here.
What for, may I ask?
To tell you that, Josie, I love you.
Laurie.
I do, so help me.
Oh, Laurie, darling. I thought I was never going to hear you say it.
Oh, I wanted to for a long time.
And it finally happens here, under the great big moon of Malabar Plains.
Suddenly tonight it all hit me with a wallop. Watching you in the ring and, oh, I don't know, your dad and the circus and everything about it. Seeing how everybody pitches in, helping each other.
Well, that's what circus folk are like, darling. One big family. Dad says it's like the territory itself that way.
Picked a bad moment, have I?
What do you want, Moira?
A few words with you. That's if Josie doesn't mind.
No, I don't mind. I've got to get changed anyway. See you later, Laurie.
Sure. Bye, Josie.
Goodbye is right.
Now, what's that supposed to mean?
I'll tell you, partner. We're finished with unloading the dud money a bit at a time. We're going for the big lick and we do it tonight.
Tonight? Are you crazy? Anyway, where the hell do you think you'd find that much real money in Malabar Plains at this time of the night?
In Mr. Matt Cannon's cash box, that's where.
What?
Sure. The tape from tonight and what he took in Tennant Creek. Enough to keep us warm for a long time to come.
Look, Moira.
I'm looking. That's someone who'll do time if he doesn't play along with me. Now shut up and listen. I've got it all worked out. You have to switch the money and then we'll get on our way. By the time they realize that Kennan's cash box is full of counterfeit dollars, we'll be over the border.
Moira, for Pete's sake.
There's nothing to worry about. Leave it to me to kick up the biggest diversion you ever heard of. Just you leave it to me, sonny boy.
Adam, it's a wonderful show. So far, everyone's been terrific. Don't you think so, Michael?
Yeah, jolly good. And so are these front row seats.
Yeah, the best in the house, thanks to Matt.
Oh, I must say I enjoyed old Matt and his boxing, Joey.
The old act's as good as it ever was.
Marvellous. Adam, something's happened.
What the devil? Holy smoke, the tigers, they're loose in the ring.
Adam!
Get him out! Get him out! We've got to get him out of there!
Mike, get to the station. Bring rifles and hurry.
Right, Adam.
I'll give Matt a hand. Matt, the emergency exit. Head him out the emergency exit.
Right. Someone get that flap open.
Matt, where the hell's their trainer?
I'm ten to find out. Hunt them out.
They're turning for the exit.
Let them run. Let them run.
Laurie, that you?
Yeah, it's me. You're all set to go, aren't you, Moira?
As per plan. Got the money?
In this bag.
Well, climb in the car, sonny boy, and let's get moving.
You get moving, Moira. I'm staying.
You're what?
I'm giving you a head start before I go to the police.
The coppers? What the hell?
I couldn't do it to Matt Cannon. That's not his money in the bag, it's the slush, and you're welcome to it.
You crummy little rat. You're turning me in.
I'm turning myself in, that's all. I'm giving you a head start, so you'd better take it.
I'll take it, all right, you stupid small-time mug. I'll make you a present of the tigers, if you can catch them. So long, mug.
Right. So far, so good. Mike, have your rifle handy, will you?
You bet. I say, quite a turn-up, wasn't it? Laurie Haskell nabbing that first tiger.
But only half the job's done. Lightning, are you sure the other one came this way?
Too right, Sergeant Bush. Follow them tiger track all the way to Mrs. Boswell's house.
Mm. Shine the torch from side to side. That's it. Now, look along the veranda rail.
Look at claw marks.
Mm-hmm. Veranda's empty. There's a window open over there, light showing.
That must be where the music's coming from.
Could be where the tiger went. Follow me very quietly now. Come on.
Can you see anything through the window?
Oh, don't crowd me. I'm damned.
What the?
Over there on the rug.
Tiger fella clean himself. All same like proper fella has
get. Mike, get that rifle on him.
Got him in my sights.
Adam, in the armchair, listening to the radio.
Mrs. Boswell, blind as a bat without her glasses. Mike, keep your rifle on the tiger. Lightning, get the net and move fast.
Yeah,
the quicker we get that tiger out of here, the better.
Well, Sergeant Strang?
Well, young Haskell, how's the arm this morning?
Oh, it's okay. It was only a scratch.
That tetanus injection will hold you till you get to the doctor at Alice Springs.
So you're sending me back?
We are. Mrs. Moira Van Eyck was picked up in the early hours of the morning just inside the Queensland border. The lady's been opening her mouth very wide, I can tell you.
Well, I'm ready to face the music.
It may not be so bad as you think. As a matter of fact, I'm sending a special report on you with your escort, Trooper Dawson. All things considered, I think you'll find they won't be too tough on you.
Thanks for all you've done, Sergeant.
Adam.
Josie.
Well, hello, Josie.
Adam, can I... Well, am I allowed to talk to Laurie?
Offhand, I can't think of any law against it. Matter of fact, I won't have a word with Matt anywhere.
Hello, Laurie.
Josie, I thought you wouldn't want to see me again.
Did you?
Oh, I should have told you, Josie, all about myself.
You should have trusted me. I love you.
Josie, you mean that?
Oh, of course I mean it. Laurie, I'll always love you, no matter what.
Wait for me, Josie. One day I'll be back and I'll be catching up with Cannon Circus. You can bet on that. Nothing in the world will keep me away.
That was episode 22 of Overland Patrol by Anthony Scott Veitch and Maurice Travers. Production for the BBC was by John Fawcett Wilson.